What's up, YouTubers? I'm back with another tutorial on Macromedia Flash Professional 8. Now, this tutorial is about a moving background and a foreground image of a floor moving faster. This tutorial was requested by Milo Mech. Alright, let's get started. So, you're going to want to load up your background. I'll just choose whatever one. You're gonna want to make it the size of this frame, all right, guys, or smaller, because you're gonna end up using a VCAM. So I'll just use that size. You're gonna want to make a new layer, insert layer, all right, guys, and then you're gonna want to load up sprite. So I guess I'll do that better. I'll do that for you guys since, okay, so I'm going to import to library. Let me look for a ground. I don't have a ground, but I'll find something. Hold on, guys. There's one. Block. You're going to want to get this block, resize it, go to modify, transform, scale and rotate, and change 100 to 200 and press OK. Now what you're gonna wanna do is make sure you start a new file. You're gonna wanna go to modify, bitmap, trace bitmap, color threshold 1, minimum area 1, curve fit pixels, and corner threshold normal. Press OK. Now what you're gonna do is copy, highlight it and copy, paste in place, and then go to your arrow keys and move it to the right and just fit it to like the right size, and copy both of them again, paste in place, and go right with your arrow keys and make it fit just right. That's basically what you do for the floor. Sorry, I'm taking a little while. I'm gonna go ahead and pause it, and I'll unpause when I'm done. Alright, so now I'm done. So what you're going to basically do is highlight the whole thing, copy it, go back to your file, and then make sure you're on layer 2, and then just paste it. Now after you have pasted it, you're going to want to place it somewhere where it looks good. I'm just making a tutorial, so it looks good anywhere. So now what you're going to highlight the whole thing, right click, convert to symbol, movie clip, make it into a movie clip, and then name it block ground. Well, you don't have to name what I'm naming it. You can name it whatever you want. It doesn't really matter. Press OK, and then what you're going to do is, it depends what speed you want it to be. So if you make sure if you're using Macromedia Flash Professional 8, you're gonna have to change the frame rate from 12 to 24. So now what you're gonna do is get to whatever frame you want to make it. If you want to make the floor run really slowly, like not that fast nor that slow, you might want to put the frame around over here. But if you want it super fast, like a sprite is running super fast, like for instance Sonic is running really fast, you're gonna want to make it to like 11 or something like that. And then just put it right here, put it to 10 or something, press F6 and right click, create motion tween, and then go to your layer 1 and press F5 to load the background up again. And just all you have to do is just highlight this whole ground. Oh wait, never mind. You're going to want to click on keyframe 10, or the last keyframe that's last, and move and go to your arrow keys and move it to the left. Move it all the way to the left like that, and then you're gonna wanna copy all the frames, paste them, just keep on pasting it. Just paste all of it. Alright, that's enough for me. Then you're going to want to go to layer 1 and press right click insert frame, or just press F5. Now here's the fun part. You go to your background, and on the layer 1 on the last frame, you're going to want to press right click insert blank keyframe. Insert keyframe, right click again, create motion tween, and then move this background just a little bit, not so much, just a little bit, and it'll look like this. Now that doesn't look right, but that's where the VCam comes in. Now let me just get a hold of the VCam and I'll go back to you. Alright, I got the VCam. Now what VCam is, for you guys that do not know what VCam is something that looks like this. Let me zoom out a little bit. This is what VCam looks like. What this does, if you tween it to zoom in, it'll zoom in. All you gotta do is just make a tween and zoom it in like that, and in the flash, it will zoom in. And you can do a lot of cool stuff with the VCam. You can make it seem really realistic, zoom in faces, whatever you like to do. So now what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna get this key, you can download the VCam FLA file in the description box. Alright guys? So after you get your VCam, you're gonna wanna drag it to the, go to the first, make a new layer, go to the first keyframe, drag it to the stage, and then minimize, and then shrink it to make it fit the, you know, the thing. Now check this out, guys. See how it glitches out a little bit? That's the problem. So now what you just want to do is just go over here and make it like that. There you go. So that's what kind of looks like. But for some reason it's not working right. See, if you have that problem, when you have that problem, you're going to want to fix it. So I'm just going to go ahead and delete all of these. And just go in it deeper like that. Paste in place. You just got to make it longer, basically longer, and that's what will fix the problem. So this is basically what you're doing. You're just making the thing like that. And then you're going to want to move this over here. I'm going to pause it and unpause it when I'm... There you go. Now, you're going to want to fix the background too. And check this out. There you go. You can make it look faster. You can make it look way faster. But since I'm running this with the screen recorder, it's making it look like this. But this is what it basically looks like. The background moves slowly, and the foreground is moving really fast. So thanks for watching, guys. Comment, rate, and I will appreciate it. I really appreciate it if you subscribe. And don't forget, the VCam file, FLA flash file, will be in the description box. So don't forget, alright guys? So this is Sprite Killer 95 signing off.